Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. I am Ibrahim Shoukar from Sudan originally. I studied in Egypt, Mosul, Sharia and law, and graduated from there. And then I did my master and PhD here in Malaysia. That was in 2003. And then, yes. Yeah, then I joined UIA as lecturers from 2000 until now. I'm lecturer here in Department of Theoretical and Computational Sciences in the Faculty of Sciences. 5 years back, or 7 years, we are very familiar with Adnan Oktar, even though we never seen him personally. But his ideas and knowledge has come to us, and we deal with it just like we are with him. So, we assign all the videos and materials which found in the website of Adnan Oktar, which is especially by the name of Harun Yahya. We assign our students to refer to them, and really it is beneficial to both lecturers and students as well. So the ideas is very moderate and very thoughtful, deeply, and I consider it is that is the way which we really need in the modern era to how we can call the people and invite men to see the Islam closely from the different dimensions, not only emotional but also from the scientific perspective, which is knowledge lead to the faith idea, that the Holy Quran being propagating from the very beginning. So I think for the Adnan Oktar, this is the right way to make the people enjoy the Islam and feel how Islamic religious is, not only ritual duties, prayers, fasting, and so on, but also there is a dimension which is addressing the mind and call the people to see the Islam through that. Of course, Islam addresses the whole body of human being, spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. Therefore, when we go to the Adnan Oktar's ideas, and especially what has been found in the website and so on, I think really addressing the modern requirement of the people in general, Muslim and even non-Muslim as well.
Yes.
This Ummah before is everybody knows that there are different tribes, different nations, different countries, but all of them has been united by Islam. La ilaha illallah. Then they forgot everything behind them, race, nationality, and being united, though they are being a powerful body which is everybody gives them consideration. But unfortunately, throughout the historical background, Islam being taken only maybe certain parts, not the whole idea. So the Ummah now is being totally being scattered down and cut it down. And now there is only small countries and small areas. And that is why the enemies or those who are dislike Islam, they are able to create troubles to the Ummah. And that is war everywhere there, and our enemy says that let the Muslims kill themselves without we contribute. So I think the most important for the all Muslims, regardless of nationality, regardless of race, regardless even thought and the ways of ideas and sects which they take, even including, for example, Shiaism, Sunni system, this also should be forgotten. The priority today, we need unity. Unity under the umbrella of La ilaha illallah and the Islamic ideas. Therefore, for me, it is a high time to create unity in all bases, in all kinds of the unity, which is make the Ummah to be one hand against any conspiracy, any danger, so that we are at least to keep our body as united. Otherwise, Quran already being questioned us in Surah Ali Imran, لا تتفرقوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا فتذهب ريحكم لا تتفرقوا فتذهب ريحكم لا تختلفوا. The ayah of the Quran indicating that if we are not united in our heart and in our emotions and if our concerns, then we are totally being separated, and that separation will remove from us rih. In this case is a power and a real identity as united body of the Ummah. So therefore we should avoid such end by being united and being one body against anything, and not against, but also we are able to develop our own self as other nations, because unity is necessary for the development today. Unity is necessary for to being strong. Unity is create what we call as whatever you need to be done. So for that I feel it is very necessary and hard time for the Ummah to be united again and again. Really, I maybe gain this chance to send my thankful and also my appreciations to Adnan Oktan by name, and just be informed that really we are benefiting from the ideas being found on the website, and the ideas really being distributed across the world. And I consider this is real way which is we should dedicate Islam.